road and surfaces you work with it, traffic crossing through it. Well, it may not be wet, it just sounds that way. We've got a big group on at the moment. We've got Derek from Saskatchewan, Canada. It's connected to a network. With many others. What really snoring noises were, I think they're all in bed. Jets, you see.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them will be wet by now. Anyway, yeah, the traffic noise is terrific out here. Got trucks and people speeding up and down the road. It's a wet road, too, so that's even louder. I don't know. Anyway, I can sometimes barely hear my own voice. That's when some of the trucks are going by. The lures, we call them bump trucks. I forget what it is. What did you call them? It's another name. I just can't think of it. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Back to you. This is your...
Okay, JJ, excuse me. Well, dump trucks, dumper trucks, tipper trucks, all sorts of trucks that tip the load up to deposit it in a dump somewhere. In a pile. I tend to, the first thing that comes to mind is the small ones with the tilting bucket in the front. A two-stroke engine or something. But yours are probably 40-ton tipper trucks, aren't they? Yeah, wonderful. I know exactly what you mean. That's what happens to me if I go for a walk around with the radio. I've got all the traffic noise. If I go down the canal, you think you've got big noise because there's geese. So you think I think it's also angry motorists blowing the horns. Yes, these are me.
KB3OL. Well, I'm probably only 100 meters away from the road. It's a two-lane road, but it's become a speedway, a shortcut for a lot of people. So that's the problem. And it's going to get worse when they actually open our data centers that are being built right now. They're not occupied yet. They're still under construction. So when those things get going, there's going to be even more people. Although, you know, these B-word people, lawyers, you know, when they present something to the county, it's a whole bunch of S-word. And, BS, really. They said there's only a mere 400 people working there or something, I don't know, some kind of a number, whatever it is. But that's the people that are employees of the day center. They don't talk about the contractors that are going to be there, which will be probably at least that many. My prediction. And I think everybody thought it was going to be a smaller project than what they are building, and they want to build more. It was an aluminum plant which took a lot of electricity, and they had these big high-powered lines that are coming into the center, and the county, the government thought that'd be enough power. Oh, no. Now they're trying to get the time between West Virginia and Pennsylvania across farmland to the data center. You know, it's just, you know, the county these politicians, they never connect the dots. You know, that's the problem. Their expertise is politics.
Yeah, I'm at the end. The expertise is not his politics, not common sense in the USA. Common sense economics, certainly not power distribution. And we don't have the common sense to get the engineers together and say, what is this going to take?
Timeout.
I do know I have an example, Jerry, where Google took over a coal-fired power station in California, which is due to be demolished, you know, for the sake of the environment. It's a small power station, 3 megawatts. Megawatts. That's the old power of town. It's common with the data centers. In fact, it's one of my arguments from 10, 15 years ago about the expansion of the internet, Jerry. Once upon a time, they used to quibble about the hundreds of kilowatts that television transmitters used. Only so many of them. And then their main stations, with aerials of thousands of feet. And now we're talking about hundreds of stations taking megawatts so people can have 1,000 channels available via cable or whatever. And AI producing the movies, because you can't produce a movie every couple of hours using people. Nobody's bothered to look at the megawatts. Can't see to me.
Keep it real. Look at me as idiots. Environmental people. I agree that, you know, electricity is going to take over and move petroleum out of the question. Petroleum-based, carbon-based, I should say. But when they tear down the power station, you know, they demolish things. I mean, they're buildings, you know, and they have generators that don't have to, anything to do. They could be nuclear powered generators. They could be anything. Gas, natural gas, and we have plenty of it in this country. It might be a coal plant today. It could be a petroleum plant, but it could be converted to gas, you know. So 3 megawatts, you know, how much ground is going to, how much solar panels is it going to take to make 300 or 3 megawatts? You know, it's going to cover the globe with solar panels. You know, people got to do some math before they tear down something and think about things and not just do it overnight and expect people to not have their electric bills go up. Because then they, like in California where you were talking about, they have to import the power from some state. Well, that takes something. they're going to make a profit coming there, and then they're going to lose a lot of power in the transmission lines. You know, they just don't think. And certainly these, renewable energy things are good. You know, they serve a purpose, but on a hot day, they can, boost up the power grid a bit. But they're not going to take it over, that's for sure, not without covering the earth things. And the wind things are just as bad, you know. The wind stops and they have to power it up with my something. I don't know.
Thank you, Busty Poacher. A bit of a glitch when you're buzzing him, but don't go out. Jeff sees me. Well, you mustn't knock down or overplay any of them. And by and large, they all work very well. The only thing with the coal fire stations is they try to remove the toxic byproducts. They can do this with electrostatic scrubbing and all sorts of things, but it's messy. And it's not completely effective, of course. You always get the CO2. Which is what I look for, thank you. But the other stuff all works in its place, Jerry. Unfortunately, the solar are too complicated to use conveniently. I mean, it would be convenient to have a solar roof, wouldn't it, on a new built house. Well, the technology, not just some shingles and things. Even more convenient if you can sort of put them in reverse and suck heat out of the premises on baking hot days. The Peltier, so. But at the moment, none of them are exactly perfectly convenient. Better placed in others than, Like the windmills tend to work most effectively with a prevailing wind. Hillsides, seasides, hilltops, whatever. And there's lots of bent windmills I've seen in funny places, in factory yards and so on. Why to put one there, I have no idea. Maybe the factory management is wanting it. But, they're on their own, not part of a group. I mean, that amazes me. What the deal is, I don't know. We will see all sorts, Jerry, and say, Eddie. If somebody's not getting something out of it, at least some electricity, it won't be going there. And for the most part, these companies are installing these things, and they expect a profit.
Degrees different in latitude, and we do have the same kind of weather. It is amazing. That's our Gulf Stream that's heating you guys up a little bit, keeping you warm. keeping the ice flow from the Arctic from coming down and getting upon you. Yeah, so anyway, I just wish everybody, all the politicians, would get some common sense and argue about things. That's the good part. You know, not listen to one group. You know, people have different ideas and bring up different subjects. So,